The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, before we start, that's happened to me, and I know I'm confused, and I run a computer through a board here.
What's that?
And I'm just going to go in and deal with this pony because I hear the ding when I get an alert, a text alert. So let me just get out of this.
I always thought when we heard that we were just doing something funny. It was like
approval. Like rewarding us.
No, it's
rewarding us.
That would be this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very
very
much.
Very foreign
it's
noise.
It's got to be a little louder anyway, but I'm going to go into my settings and figure out how to.
You know what you should do?
So many sounds, so many notifications.
What about the gear and then sound? I bet you that would be the way to start.
Mm-hmm. It's what I'm doing right here. I'm just
very gear.
No, it's sound effect. No, that's not it. Okay. F it. Sometimes technology just wears me out.
Well, here's really the deal. Is nobody do anything for the next 79 minutes that would require you being notified?
Well, the notification came from you, so I'm not sure what it was about. But
it might have been a text.
To me. Yeah, it was a text. That's a text notification.
Okay, I see.
What did you say to me?
It was a group text between me, you, and the other guy.
Is it Oscar talking about why he's late?
It's me. I think I told him that we are just beginning.
Oh, just beginning. Okay,
yeah.
So you had to give him a heads up. You don't have to do that.
Well, I mean,
he can walk in, and he said start without me, and so we're starting without him, and so you didn't need to give him that heads up. That's okay. It's not necessary.
All right.
You know, why does he need to know that, right?
Well, he's a third of
the
show.
Does he deserve the courtesy? That's the question. Does he deserve the courtesy?
Does he deserve it? No.
Yes. Does he deserve the courtesy?
He does not deserve the courtesy.
And I was 10 minutes late today.
Yes. Now he's
sort of.
Now he's notifying us. He'll be right up. Do we deserve that courtesy?
I want to discuss these whole texts about, if you're late, you're late. Just to,
but
know, don't
you
know.
Think you should be notified?
No, if you're notified the morning of,
right,
that something's going on, but this, it doesn't make it any better, you know? And I don't notify you guys when I'm running 5 or 10 minutes late because we've established the whole punctuality issue of this show, which throughout my entire radio career was stellar. You couldn't be late for a radio show.
No, no.
It didn't work.
No.
It wasn't allowed.
Not an option.
This thing, because of him, we basically, blown it. Well, you laugh like you don't want conflict.
No. I don't laugh.
But you know I'm right.
No, I know you're right. I just like when you refer to him as a pronoun.
Well, it's him.
And not by his name. Yeah.
So I think that what I'm saying is not bitching. I am saying that
it's a statement of fact, and it's the reconstruction of the way we do things.
I am sitting here. I am looking at. Okay, now Rob.
What?
All right. So today at 9:02.
Right.
Please start without me. I've been rotting here for 10 minutes. And then you write, "Where are you?"
Yeah, because I wanted to know.
And then he shows a picture, and he says 34th Street.
Right.
And then you go, "Ugh," which is supportive.
No.
And if you were a program director, you would never. You're showing sympathy. You should show no sympathy whatsoever.
All right.
There should be
I
no sympathy whatsoever. And that because you do you understand this, right? That you're enabling this behavior?
Well, there's really no way to fight it. You might as
but
well
the,
go
but
with
you,
the flow.
But, going with the flow. There's where
but
we
no,
part
but you
company.
Fought it. We
going
fought it since 2009.
I continue to hate it.
This is why you are a less happy person than me.
Yeah, but maybe you're right. Maybe you're goddamn right.
I guarantee you I'm right.
Here. I know that, but I mean, I don't sweat. Somebody's got to sweat it.
Yeah.
What if we said whenever?
Well, that's no good.
Would that be fair to anybody?
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair, would it? So
no.
That's why I'm saying don't enable the behavior.
All right. No more enablement.
So, And I'm saying, but the texts, for example, are just like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. They start at, no, that's love that. That's another thing like that. Okay, so the first text comes in at 9:02. All right?
Right.
And,
hey, look who's here.
So Oscar writes to Rob, please start without me. I've been riding here for 10 minutes. I'm talking about a little sound that I get on my computer when you guys text each other when you're late or when anybody's texting right near the show, which I'm trying to shut off and I can't, or during the show. Yeah. I'm trying to shut it down. So I'm saying
shut it down.
That, I'm saying that we've, look, I was 5 minutes late. You were 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
We're late. You've won. You've won. So what I don't need, and I said this to Rob, I said, I don't need the 5,000 texts back and forth because you're late, you're late. You're going to, let's assume nobody's going to.
Who are you mad at? Me?
Huh?
Are you mad at me?
He's mad at me as well. He's
mad at me. The world.
The world.
I'm mad at the world. But I'm really not. But actually, I'm quite a good mood. The thing about it
and
is.
And it sounds like it.
The text. No, I said that when Rob writes, where are you? And then you write 34th Street, and Rob goes, ugh, that's enabling behavior. You wouldn't do that for him. So you
for
understand
Rob?
What I'm saying. Yeah, you wouldn't say, oh, man, that's Rob saying to you, man, that's really rough.
No, when, I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it that way.
If you said it to me, I would take the text and I wouldn't respond because I'd be like, okay, you're letting me know as a courtesy.
Yes.
We're waiting. I know
you'll
be
here. I'm letting
you
go ahead and start. I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
You said start without me early. Yes. That's the first thing you said. I wouldn't have the exchange.
Yes. Because
the exchange to me is enabling behavior.
But I think also.
Now, hold on. Then, Rob, wait a minute.
Let
me finish. So I'm bringing him up to speed.
Yeah, I'm catching up because I'm late.
So I said, then Rob and I had the discussion. Rob said, that's not enabling behavior. I said, yes, it is. And then you said what after that?
And then I told you there are times when you just have to go with the flow.
Well, capital F, capital M, capital L, because I don't. I've never been able to go with the flow. I'm not a go with the flower. I wish I. You know what? There are many times my whole life would have been better if I was a go with the flower. I would be a happier person. I give you that. And it's not that big a deal.
You would also save money on insurance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because flow guarantees a lower price.
Ooh, the comedy pyramid with a very bad start.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do a comedy pyramid. Anyway, so.
He's here.
I just messed that up.
Him is here.
Hey, I'm here.
Him is here.
With a really bad joke to start.
No, it's not like Oscar even needs to be enabled by you.
And also, in my defense,
Oscar doesn't get enabled by anybody. I get more enabled than Oscar does.
But the thing
is, Oscar does his own thing.
Yeah, when you say that, when I text Ugg,
my own man,
when I text Ugg back to him, you call it enabling, and it's not. Essentially, what it is me acknowledging the fact that I received his text, and we know what's going on.
By the way, Oscar won this battle.
Yes.
Oscar,
he always
the
wins.
Whole reason we're having this. He gets what he wants, right?
He's the always. Little boy who got what he wanted.
He's the golden
because,
boy.
Because no, Oscar won the battle, and I accept it. I was 5 minutes late. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus for being late. What I'm saying,
we actually
is,
are keeping track on how many days we start on time now, Mike. Internally,
really?
Yes.
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 Are you keeping track as well as you kept track of the days that we took off last year?
Well, actually.
Hi, Trip. Yeah. Hi, Trip Affleck. Trip, how are you?
Trip with his slide rule.
Trip didn't actually do the math correctly.
but neither did you. You have to admit that.
I was talking about the 5 days during the holidays. Like, we didn't take 2 weeks off.
I think if we rolled tape, it might
no,
be
no, I, that's what I mean, that's what I was referring to.
I heard right. the but, phrase but, calendar year.
But the calendar year.
Right.
Is yeah. different, right?
Yeah.
But after.
I don't know because that is one area where I've said this to my wife, actually. I kind of now, with you, I kind of do what I'm told.
Well, you
I
have kind to, of or else we would told. Fail.
I kind of would not do
the show.
Me too. And yes. also on best of days, I still yes. come into the studio just in case. Because I know there's always
not.
A chance that we might do a show.
Do. Can no. we get back to the point? The point was simply
that is not
I don't
true.
The whole late thing, Oscar's won. Oscar's yes, won. Right. But the fact
I'm not
is
happy
what,
about that.
What annoys
what,
me.
But what's interesting also is that I'm usually
point,
on time.
Can I just
and
finish
now
this
late.
Point? Okay. What bothers me are the texts. The texts are what, but the back and forth. Because it's like, that's the busy crap that I
Today
hate.
Was the only
that.
Back and forth we've had in weeks.
Really?
Weeks.
All right. And, all right, and it like, was just acknowledging, and you know what? I won't enable I him. I won't do that. And also,
it's not Miracle on 34th Street. It's
let's hear where this goes.
It's it's the opposite. There was a bridge.
Explain that.
There was a
Explain
bridge jumper.
Miracle on 30. What?
I think there was a bridge jumper.
He's theorizing.
See him backtrack immediately. I think
he
there was
theorized
a
that
jumper.
Someone was jumping over. Jumping
well,
over.
You're thinking not it's a jumping over. Life.
There's not a bridge between you and the studio.
No, to leave my house, I have to go towards the key bridge. I have to go towards the key bridge to leave my house. That's what the traffic's there
now,
for.
Now, are you confusing Miracle on 34th yes. Street? But because he was on 34th Street.
So that's a good
maybe
point.
I don't know. I don't want to get into the mire
that's
why
that
is
I
his
said
mind.
There's no miracle on 34th
Street. Do you
know
what the miracle on 34th Street would be?
What?
Punctuality. you wanted to open the show there, didn't you?
No.
Did you want to? You were going for it. You were
I was waiting for
it.
Waiting for you to indicate if it's time
By the
to
way,
start.
You are in an athletic position today. I see that.
You're oh yes. Yeah, I feel athletic.
Key bridge jumper.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jumper off the key bridge today.
What?
Mm. Yeah. I knew something was going on.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, and look at this. I've got it on my news, too. Look who it is.
Who?
It's Eric Trump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
That's the best age in the world. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't go to 21. I'd go right to 5. You don't get happier than 5. I don't want to bum you out. Your happiness peaked at 5. How are you happier than that? I watch my daughter. You can't be. The other day, she's staring out the car window for 15 minutes, just smiling at nothing. There's nothing out there. Yeah. Hey, finally, I turn. Alexandra, what are you thinking of? Candy. Yeah. You're not happier than that. Nobody is. You can't be. When's the last time you daydreamed about candy as an adult? You ever have that nice a day? You try that. You don't get far. You know, you're candy, cavities. No money. Who am I? Why am I here?
Sweet sugar candy man. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following. We have them around the world. We talked to a guy in Dubai yesterday.
Well, how about that? Isn't that something?
TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE.
That spells more.
That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind, and if there was ever something that you are looking for that needs to be simplified with our modern technology, it's life insurance. Insurance, buying it seems like such a hassle. Where do you go to get the best prices and get the best people? And when you're dealing with salespeople, you get confused. It's always a racket. It seems like that. It's confusing. It's difficult. Not with PolicyGenius.com. That is the best online life insurance marketplace. Sorry about that. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, so they know their stuff, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. And that is why I say, when you can go to a website and get the information, and I've been to this website, it is so streamlined, it is so easy to use, it is so fast, you're going to love it, and then you get the great price. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website, a licensed customer service team, they've got it all. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings, like health insurance and pet insurance. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. The zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. It's Policy Genius. Life insurance made easy. Free quote, zero hassle, peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today.
Perfect.
Wow. Welcome to the show. Whoa. Yes,
breaking
Oscar
news,
Santana.
Oscar.
Yes. Breaking news yesterday. There's some allegations of the Pharaoh of our P1s, Marcus Serta from AmeriCast and the TMOS Whiskey Society, the TMOS Kepman Society, the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Society.
TMOS, yes. Future Governor of Vermont Society.
Yes. and he reached out to me personally and said that he would like to state his case for what was alleged yesterday about his support of the program and the bonus show activity.
Will he answer the charges one by one?
Again, I said, are you ready to tell the truth?
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. Book him Monday at 11 a.m.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Book him Monday at 9:30 a.m.
All right, okay. Second segment. That's second segment,
yes,
fodder.
Book him at 9:30 and say we cannot diverge from that schedule.
I am texting his booker.
He's a handful scheduling.
I've got to go out and sell a lawnmower, and I'm voice tracking the 80s station.
We will hear
9:30?
Marcus's case. Monday morning.
Okay. Also, I'm doing a country shift as Tech Serta.
Thanks, Tech Serta, with you. That's good. I look forward to hearing his side of the story, and of course, that could be the battle royale between Marcus Serta and Matt Ponyboy
Fan
Bloom.
Fan favorite.
Yeah. If you remember Matt Ponyboy Bloom, darling of the listeners,
yes,
threw Marcus squarely under the bus.
You mean Matt Bloom, under the bus. The king of the one-liner?
The king of the one-liners. Absolutely. That's right.
The king
I
of
read
the
press. The three of us, man, you know, we're just there.
Yeah.
Bloom. Yeah. Bloom gets, does he get the praise.
We are the tripod that holds up the masterpiece painting.
Exactly.
That's really weird.
You know what? I can talk about us.
Yeah,
we can talk about
painting.
Marcus Serta. Yeah, we can talk about being late. We can all talk
tripod
over each other. Or we could start the mailbag.
Oh, because
so why don't we do that right now?
I thought we canceled that this year.
No, we didn't.
No, no, we
didn't. It's all about you.
Serta.
It's all about you.
Marcus Serta.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all
that's
about
right,
you.
Celine Serta.
We had a content meeting and we canceled the mail. Exactly what happened.
Well, Mike, that did happen, but there was an uproar. People wouldn't hear of it.
An inter-office uproar. Happy birthday to P1 listener Kim Don.
Happy birthday.
Kim Don Un.
No, it's just Kim Don.
Oh, Kim Don, who always laughs like a moron when he listens to TMOS. All he wants for his birthday is the TMOS bonus package and for Pony to stop smoking.
Wow, you could make a birthday wish come true.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first.
Hey, listen, now that's not, you don't,
and that's not a good one-liner.
Yeah, and that's not your line. That's Mike's line.
You don't need to do that. I mean, the fact is that people care about your health, and I frankly don't think we're hard enough on you about that.
Yeah.
Just imagine for just a second. I'm not talking to you, Pony, because I know you're addicted, okay? I'm talking to Oscar, Rob, and Mike. That's who I'm talking to right now. How would we feel legitimately if something went down that can happen to smokers, the worst possible, big casino? I mean, really, wouldn't that imagine the level of suck for a
young
man?
I would
like
feel
that.
Some guilt, not as much guilt as you two do.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Moving right along. Thank you for getting me out of that, because I just opened it and you pulled this out. Hello, guys. This is Brian Leffler, a.k.a. Sharky. From Rochester, a.k.a. Crapchester. I love Rochester. I think it's wonderful. I turned the big 6-0 last Saturday and would love a shout-out for my big day, even if it's belated. You're all great, and I truly love you all, even F you, Rob.
Nice.
What's that about?
Is that the way it's written, even F you, Rob?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that even stand for? Felix Unger? Hee-hee-hee.
Waka.
That's why I'm not on the radio. Anyway, keep up the hilarious work. Thank you. Brian Leffler, Sharky, P.S., how is your son's hockey training going? Oh, there's something wrong with the printing here.
Yeah, that
how
was
is your son's hockey training.
You know what?
Going?
When I sent the document, there's a little hockey goal emoticon there, but it didn't print out.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize.
He is, this is the way his hockey practices go. He's tired after school. His hockey session, or his skating session, it's not hockey, is at 2:45 with Suzanne, the Montreal Quebecer who trains my son and is absolutely a genius with little kids skating.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts out so lethargic and so not into it. He's a pain in the ass. And then you just see this steady increase in ability, and yesterday he was gliding from one side of the he was skating from one side of the ice to the other.
What, now, did he start with like the bucket or the cage or anything? Like, I see kids with that.
He's got cones that he leans on.
Okay.
He leans on the cones. And he's just gotten off of that.
Nice.
So the answer is he's doing really, really well. And yes, go ahead.
Has he mastered the triple axel yet?
No, he has not, but there was a lady doing some triple axles on the ice.
She was.
Absolutely. Incredible. Am I right, ladies?
Watch those knees. Anyway, yeah.
So he's doing very, very well, moving right along. Dear Mike, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the plethora of interns, last Saturday was my downstairs neighbor's 42nd birthday.
That's the age Elvis was when he died.
As he roams my apartment complex, I can often hear Oscar's shrill laugh radiating from his smartphone. I am sending you this letter in hopes that your birthday wishes will reach Oscar's party mole and perhaps inspire him to stop attending college parties as a man in his 40s. Best wishes to the mole and his family. Sincerely, your friend, your friendly intern Ashley, who sent that along.
Now, may I stop the music and bring up a point with this letter? There's two things at play here.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I edited it for clarity, but also... it arrived, and this is really not her fault, but it did arrive exactly 4 minutes after I finished the mailbag last night. So I want to thank her for that.
3 p.m.
Oh, no. What time? What time was it? Ashley, what time did you send it?
Late.
8.
8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's not late.
No, it is late.
No, that's not late at all.
But you know what?
No, I'm gonna side with my boy. Okay?
Close of business.
That's late.
And Close of business. We're always open.
Exactly.
No, we promote the mailbag every week, and if Mike, you want to get it in there,
you get
it.
You tell
in there.
People to send it at 2 a.m.
He's joking
because I'm busting his.
You don't think people don't follow that directive?
But listen, none of that is important. None of that is important. Please read the salutation, the unedited salutation on the letter one more time.
Your friendly intern.
No, the salutation, the dear.
Oh, dear Mike, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the plethora of interns.
Was anybody left out?
Rob.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the guy we're talking to.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Ashley.
Well, it was
Ashley, who said you were going to get this to me Monday, Tuesday at the latest.
It was going to
and
you
then
directly.
And then she said, I tried to get it to you earlier. And I said, really? Right. How hard did you try? And what we got to is she thought about it earlier.
Yes.
So there really wasn't a lot of effort. But next time, if you want to feel included, include me.
Oh, uh-huh. This is really
Ashley,
upset.
This mole guy that you're sending birthday, this is a guy that lives in your apartment complex?
Yep.
Yeah, it's my mole. I know my mole. Happy birthday, mole.
We met him at the improv.
Yes.
And he's kind of, he's an old guy that came to Ashley's, like, college.
I love what he's old these days.
42 is youngish. He has a good, you know, a good build and a memory. As a matter of fact, if he were to write a letter, he might even remember my name.
If I was 31 and I was going to a college party, I'd feel out of place.
Yeah.
Would you feel right at place? Well,
or if you were like Mac, maybe you'd still be in college at 31.
I don't think you've met me.
Thanks for remembering. Moving right along. Hey, guys. My husband, Clint Pozell, turned 40 on Monday, January 16th. It would be awesome if you could announce it on the show. He is a loyal listener as well as a wonderful husband and father, saying, has become a ritual whenever the word is mentioned in our house. I love it too. Or anywhere for that matter. This would make his day. Thanks a million. Sincerely, Amanda Pozell.
I brought out some classic tapes because I hadn't thought of these in a while. Can I play two or three quick tapes for this guy?
Yeah, the face tapes?
I do like them. Yeah, I start with this one, of course, James Taylor. Almost a yacht rock feel on this one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. James Taylor, this one going out to birthday boy, Mr. Clint Pozell.
Whenever I see your smiling
face.
And a ballad song, Mike, from Roberta Flack.
The first time.
Tearjerker.
Yes.
My favorite one, too.
Ever I saw your
face.
And I like the Beatles.
I've just seen a
face.
I do miss that.
Moving right along. Good day to you, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Ponyboy, and various interns. I've been teaching mathematics in Philadelphia public schools for about 9 years. And despite what many might think, it's been a pleasure.
Nice.
Teaching AP statistics gives me the opportunity. That's advanced placement, by the way.
Yeah, I took that class.
You did?
Yes.
What happened?
I got a passing grade.
Teaching AP statistics gives me the opportunity to discuss life and the world at large, along with the mathematics that helps make parts of it understandable. The other day, a student mentioned a significant historical fact about Manassas, Virginia.
Yes!
to which I added, it is also well known for its historic drugstore district.
In class.
So that is as complimentary
that
to me
is awesome.
As anything.
Do you remember when we went around and took pictures at every drugstore in Manassas?
Oh,
it was two afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
It was
so
great.
This teacher in the AP statistics class says the historic drugstore district. Immediately, the class fell into an awkward silence, punctuated after 10 seconds with a hushed, "What?" After a quick explanation and plug for the podcast, we moved on with class. Thank you for bringing the funny to my train ride home every day, as it is my 36th birthday this Saturday. I hope I might be honored with the traditional TMOS birthday song. John Zach from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. John, that is the best letter. I love it. Thank you. Let's give Johnny a birthday song. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
CVS.
John, Zach, drugstore. All right, moving right along. Good morning, fellas. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my father, Ken Cooper.
Hey, Mike, what's his dad's name?
Ken Cooper. Solid Hope Ken Cooper makes his way down to the beach sometime in the state of Maryland and stops by the Whitehall Inn so Ken Cooper can have some of those fabulous fruit fritters. His birthday is this Friday, and he'll be having quite the party weekend. His friends are taking him to Boca de Beppo.
Hey, he's so nice for you.
Boca de Beppo, they give you a pile of pasta as big as your head. You're going to love it. It's so tasty every time. Go ask for the garlic bread. That's a delicious too. Hope you enjoy Boca de Beppo. Yeah, you have a fantastic time, buddy. Anyway, and his family is taking him for a fatty Mexican food dinner on Sunday. Mm. Could the boys of TMOS do him a favor and offer advice in their best fat guy voices for what he should order? Yours in Christ, John Cooper. Well, I might be the only one that has Boca de Beppo experience.
Yeah, we don't have that.
But he's going to a Mexican restaurant, too. So
what's the Boca de Beppo? Is that Italian food?
Yeah, and they have the dessert.
Is that Italian food? Is that Italian food? Oh, my God. That's the best of that.
It's like the Olive Garden?
It's not the best. It's Olive Garden on steroids.
Okay.
They have the dessert and the martini glass, I remember. The huge dessert.
The huge dessert, and they got the pasta. But, you know, unfortunately, the last time I went, I didn't really go into great detail about this. But the fact is the quality was not exactly consistent. But, you know, if I was going to Boca de Beppo and I was going to have my birthday celebration, I would order the linguine with white clam sauce. Rob, if you were going either Italian or Mexican, what would you enjoy?
I would actually order off the menu and request pancakes with butter in the batter.
Oscar, what about you? What would you have?
I would have spaghetti with meat sauce with baked ziti.
With baked ziti.
With baked ziti. Thank you, John Cooper. Enjoy your birthday.
Ken Cooper.
Ken Cooper. And Ken enjoyed. That's John who sent it. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the interns. I'm writing to wish my husband, Joe, a happy birthday. He is not one to celebrate birthdays for people who are older than 18, unless they're milestone birthdays like 21 or 90. Much to his dismay, he turned the big 5-0 last Saturday, January 14th. So I thought this was the absolute best way to make a big deal out of it. We are both longtime fans of the show. We grew up in Montgomery County, and we've been listening to you since the WAVA days. Joe is a devoted husband of 25 years, involved father and soccer coach to our kids. He is one of those guys who is always being productive. It's tough keeping up with him without looking like a slacker. Your podcast actually helps him with his productivity on the weekends, because he listens to the show while he's fixing things around the house, like cleaning the man grates on the grill, which I still use several times a week, thanks to TMOS. We both love listening to you guys bust each other's balls, as well as hearing about the happenings in your lives every day. We share your stories with our teenage kids at the dinner table. Yeah, these are overachievers. These are busy people.
Very busy.
These are people
Very
that
busy.
Don't write short letters,
just
Rob. They write long letters to get all the details
on time.
In there. We share the show with our teenage kids at the dinner table. You're like family. By the way, our kids are trained to always go through TMOS.com to get Amazon for all our shopping needs.
Nice.
That is wonderful. Mike, we love all your impressions, but especially enjoy it when you are the Metro driver or former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Perhaps you could spin the wheel for us to hear Mayor Barry riding the Metro. Well, no, I'm not going to do that, but I wouldn't mind seeing if the Metro guy is there because I haven't done him in a while. Loyal listener. Natalia Del Porto, Los Gatos, California.
Doesn't Los Gatos mean the cats?
The cats.
Wow.
No, it means long of wind.
Now, do we spin for this, or are you going to do it?
We always spin for an impression.
Did something change? We didn't break down the casino in 2017.
You have the sound for the conductor?
Yes.
Big win!
It is a win.
An instant win.
All right.
Einstein is Los Gatos, California. Inauguration. Please make note of the following for the people that have not been in D.C. following schedule. Changes. It's the Orange Green Line on the inauguration. That's what the side come out in there. Said to be on the wanted. Door's gonna open on the This is Clarendon Metro Santa Cruz. Thank you. Door's opening on the.
Thank you. That's the. Thank you. Thank you.
I love the Los Gatos stop.
Yeah, that was excellent. I don't know what line that's on.
I'm not a betting person, but I predict that this weekend, specifically tomorrow evening, there may be a little confusion on the Metro.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look at the maps in the car.
Did you know that there's a group giving away 500 joints at the DuPont Circle Metro stop tomorrow morning?
Really?
To visitors.
To just cope?
No. Just to go and allegedly smoke at 4:20 of the inauguration. But they're giving them away.
AdrianGarcia.com.
Good Lord.
They showed them on the news yesterday rolling the joints like you would any other drug manufacturer. But instead of the big ones, Glycia or whatever they're called, right? It's all these like people that look like they don't have jobs rolling joints.
And then they went to exactly that. After that story, they cut to Pat Collins reviewing the best cupcakes in the city.
Because he was high. And this is our last letter, is it not, Rob?
It is, it is.
Gentlemen, pleased to be recognizing my brother, John Kraft of Dallas, Texas.
I hadn't even thought of that. Way. That's great.
Pleased to be recognizing my brother, John Kraft, of Dallas, Texas, on his 50th birthday this Friday. He is the most bestest brother in the world. I'm just looking. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure that was written by a lady. I don't know why I did that. We have been faithful listeners since the early days. We subscribe to the bonus show. We shop on Amazon. We worry about Mike's health. We have tried to recreate Rob's fruitcake recipe. We think Oscar made a poor decision on the Georgetown house, but congratulate him on his MBA.
He did.
Did you know he got his MBA?
What?
I did.
That thing?
In other words, we get it, and we've been getting it for the last 20 of John's 50 years. One of John's favorite things is from Rob's announcer days, screeching out the intro of the players. If you could reach into the vault and play that, it would make my big brother laugh heartily on his special day. With warm personal regards, I remain sincerely yours, a fan who lives in Fairfax, Ellen Kraft. Ellen, I have to tell you a secret. Rob doesn't really care for that that bit of tape. That's an excerpt from Rob at FedEx Field when he was actually mistakenly hired as the PA announcer for
no,
the
no,
Washington
there was
Redskins.
Not a mistake.
It was a rush job.
It was not a mistake. And they kept me on for three seasons.
You got the
three
gig.
Three seasons of mistakes.
And Rob, unfortunately, one day had a little problem. And, I know it hurts Rob's feelings every time I play that. So you're not going to hear that here.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. At defensive tackle, number 95,
there he is.
Big Daddy Dan.
You know, it really wasn't a mistake on the Redskins' part. It might have been a mistake on my part.
What exactly was happening?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Oscar, shut up.
Defensive tackle.
I want you to hear the tape.
Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
You have a cold?
It was a Monday night game against Dallas.
Monday night.
They were still statistically in the hunt, so it had to be early in the season. Right. And I made the mistake of trying to hear myself above the crowd. And I pushed my voice way, way, way too hard.
I don't think so. I disagree.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Just for some more context, did someone send that in to you guys? Or did someone hear that live at the game and say, I need that tape?
No, we actually have the isolated audio because we had the broadcast at that time. So really, all the love goes to someone I've never said anything bad about in my life.
Who's that?
Thank you, Dan Ryson.
Dan Ryson got our engineer.
Maybe the nicest man in the world.
He probably at that point had to check it off, find the reel-to-reel, cut it up, and send it over.
Yeah, I believe it was actually on one of those old digital mini discs.
Ah, even
if
better.
You have to go back to the old
even
days.
Better.
Only one word to describe that clip, and I love playing it. A triumph. A true triumph. That's it. Rob, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. We'll find out what everybody's doing for Inauguration Friday because the show originates from our nation's
yes.
capital.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we'll quiz everybody
breaking
around
breaking news as well.
Oh, very
breaking
exciting.
Breaking news.
We'll,
no way.
We'll take yes. a break. I'll be right back on the Michael O'Mara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a Slideration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are going to New Orleans, Louisiana. We're going to be there Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The Mike O'Mara Show live. It's the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. A limited number of seats available. They are going fast, so get your ticket right now.
When?
Go to Mike O'Mara Show right now.
Okay.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. Show starts at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic... Historic.
It is.
Historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details. We got anything new on the hotel front?
Yes. If you're a TMOS fan club member, you will be the first to know about the hotel. That's simply the way we do business, and I promise them that.
Oh, so they'll be in the know?
Yes. That will be sent to
you
next week.
Are you going
to
post it there?
I'm going to send it to the...
The poobah, the sparrow?
With the high sparrow, and then he will disseminate that information.
Mm. Very good. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show
get
live.
Get your tickets.
And we'll be releasing that information to everybody.
Yeah,
well,
everybody
correct?
Will get it, but Steve... You'll get it first.
Mm-hmm.
The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. Laissez les bon temps rouler. Did I say it the right way?
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
All right, Oscar said regarding the inauguration, we have some breaking news on the Mike O'Mara Show. What's going on?
Yeah, so I was hoping there's two things that was going to happen this weekend. A is,
do you think he has the news, or is he going to make it up as he goes?
No, I was supposed
to be making it up.
I was supposed
when he starts with that stutter step.
I was supposed to go to Boston this weekend, right?
Please come to Boston. She said no
to see my nephew Sebastian. I was supposed to do that. Yeah,
newborn.
Thank you. Right. And I thought we were going to have a show at the time when we booked the flight, so I'm leaving at 2:30. If that were going to be the case.
Right.
Or B, since I live in the district, it's a lot easier. It's like a 15-minute walk to the mall, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Mall.
And they've got a Cinnabon. It's great.
I was talking to Shannon. I said, it would actually be funny if we walked down to the inauguration simply just to see the happenings after I've completely destroyed it for the last 3 or 4 years.
You don't
right?
want to miss the inauguration.
Yeah, inauguration. And...
Well, you destroy it when your team's not in office. Oh, no. This is your guy. This is your man.
Mike, that's an absolute lie because I destroyed it. I destroyed it when Obama was there. I destroyed it when Bush was there. Oh, by the way,
you've only worked with me when Obama's been there, though, to be honest with you. So that's the only reference I have, that you destroy the Iraq. But, I mean, I'm glad. So did you think about walking down there?
Yes.
What's going on? Oh,
but I got full clearance from my brother because I'm actually, the antibiotics have made me 100% healthy and my doctor.
Nice.
And I can now go to Boston. So I'm leaving tomorrow to see my little nephew.
You will not be staying in town for the festivities?
I'm not.
That story had a tremendous red herring in it.
Yes.
It started out. It started out. I'm only 10 minutes away from the inauguration, and it's a short walk. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm
going
to go to Boston.
Yeah. Well, I went to the doctor's yesterday for a follow-up, and the doctor said, you're good. Because what I didn't want to do with newborns, and I think anybody that has a kid, is when you have a hacking relative over, you don't want them, as their immune system is just getting a little stronger and stronger as
the days
go by.
Disagree. I like to challenge the immune system and build it up from day one.
Absolutely.
I make noise when they sleep, and I make them go and hang around with sick people.
Rob, will you be leaving your house this weekend?
Actually, Julia got notification last night that she has an excused absence tomorrow if she watches the inauguration on television and writes a paper on it. So we will be watching the inauguration together.
Oh, okay. Excused absence?
So you won't be leaving the house?
No, I've not been to inauguration, Mike, since George H.W. Bush.
Did you go to H.W.?
Yeah, cut school and went. That was really cool.
I think I went to a Clinton one and I went to an Obama.
He's cutting out an inauguration as well.
That's true.
Yeah. And maybe life.
Stop it. That is not okay.
Too soon?
Yes, he's still alive. It's by definition too soon.
Our best to HW and had the pleasure of meeting that president, which is a thrill for me.
Mm-hmm.
The story I have was at the President's Cup years ago. George Herbert Walker Bush was actually one of the presidents that was on hand for the President's Cup. And
oldest living president.
And he actually, do you guys remember the Cole, the SS Cole, when they did the bombing of the Cole?
Right.
Everybody was
Yemen,
wearing black
Mike,
ribbons.
Yemen.
It was in Yemen, and everybody was wearing black ribbons. And I was standing up there with a bunch of dignitaries. I was the first tea announcer. And a lady tapped me on the shoulder and said, can I borrow that? The president doesn't have one. And I said,
oh, your ribbon.
Gosh. Yeah. And she said, I'll give it back to you. And she gave it back to me.
Did
she
really?
So my little black ribbon was worn by the President of the United States.
Do you still have it?
During the ceremony. I still have it in my toiletry case.
That is.
Do you smell it? I would.
That's right.
You smell it all the time.
That's right.
Not my toiletries. I have it in like a case with like cufflinks and stuff. Like
Mike, one time I was at the Palm downtown.
I really do think I have it. I think I got to look for it. I could actually produce it and show it to you.
And I was told it's that the president, at the time it was Clinton, the president was in the Palm. And you know what I did? I went to Boston.
Did you meet the president?
No, Julia. Yeah, we did run into Clinton at Peking Gourmet.
Yes,
that time, and it was
that dump.
And
oh my god!
And it was so early. I actually had a flip phone. The only photo I have of them is like really low res. But it's
good
Julia,
food in that dump, though.
The best food, Julia and President Clinton. And I'll never forget what I asked the president. I said, "Mr. President, what did you enjoy for dinner?" And he replied, "I had the lamb chops. They were great."
yeah. But you know what? I think about that he said that, and that isn't that kind of typical of Bubba?
Yeah.
That he'd eat the lamb chops in a joint
at a
like
Chinese
that?
Restaurant.
At
exactly.
a Chinese restaurant.
Exactly.
I am doing something very unusual. I will be leaving the country.
Yay!
All right.
I'm actually leaving
you
the country.
You finally, Mike, are saying what you're actually standing by your words. You're going to Canada.
That's right.
I'm going to Canada, yes. No.
With
I'm
all the Hollywood stars.
I will not be specific. Carla will post photos, but I am traveling to an island this weekend.
Oh,
Australia.
I'm actually taking a long weekend. No, that's not an island. That's actually a landmass. Thank you very much.
The Keys an island.
Well, there are islands off the Keys.
Yeah, there are islands, but the Keys are not. That's not like flying to an
Those
island.
Those are islands, though, technically, if we're talking about geography.
Yeah, I suppose they are
tectonic
islands.
Plates and
hey, you know what's not an island is Boston.
No, it's not.
No.
But there is water close to it.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it, yes. I will be traveling to the Bahamas.
What part of the Bahamas?
It's a 57-minute flight. It's a It's a 57-minute flight from
Mike,
Lauderdale.
I know which island you're talking about. That's where they have the Bud Light cruise stop by.
I don't know.
That's the same one because I've looked it up before.
It's a kid's joint. It's a kid's place. It's got lots of water parks and stuff like that, so it's
going to
be.
Are you going to?
You booked it mostly for Carla, then?
Are you going to Atlantis?
Yes. Yes.
Holy shit.
Hey,
now, excuse me.
Everybody, sorry. Now everybody will be calling. Whoa. I'm happy about that. I guess I will check in with Bugs Bunny like I always do.
Hi, Mr. Bunny's room, please.
Mike, the only other person I know, have you ever been there? Probably, right?
Never.
Never? Is Lurch. And Lurch says that Atlantis costs more than any other city he's ever been to in his life.
Oh, you know, I'm scared because I got a super deluxe package. It was cheap airfare. It was cheap hotel.
You didn't get roped up into that commercial, did you?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a commercial. No, I've here's what scares me. We may not be eating while we're there.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like not 12, an all. It's not an all inclusive.
It's $12 a soda. That's what I heard. Remember, that was 4 years ago. I think I heard that.
Yeah, we may not be eating
soda. That's it. $8 to $12 a soda.
Oh my gosh, Mike! I got a Diet Coke here. I'll let you have for $2.50.
Mike, just pack your bags with a lot of beverages.
Yeah, I think we're gonna.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, that's. I'm a little bit worried about that, and you know, and we're not going for enough days where I can get on any kind of all inclusive thing. So, but the
meal plan.
The rate was great. The rate was great. And the airfare was incredible. So,
well, it's a little, it's a baby plane ride.
It's a baby plane ride.
Is it even a jet?
Yeah, it's a jet. Goes 56 minutes over and, 56 minutes back.
That sounds beautiful, Mike.
But, I mean, I pissed off one of my neighbors, you know.
Why?
Because
you're leaving?
What are your plans? Yeah, they said, so what are you doing for Inauguration Day? I said, I'm so happy about it, I'm leaving the country. And I walked,
when you put it that way.
Into my house. Yeah, it was it was interesting.
You're really signaling to them that you don't agree with what's happening with this country.
It's very rude.
You know,
Although I bet the airline
down here
is American.
Farmer Joe's cocoon barn. You can't throw a rock and not hit one of their supporters.
I bet that the plane, airline is American owned. So what Mike is doing, he's pumping money back into the economy.
Yeah. There's a Pineapple Express that takes you. Is that what it is?
I'm
that
freaked
airline?
Out of my gourd, though, after what you just said, because to be honest with you, we haven't done something like this in a very, very long time. And one of the things
I'll
that
give you the real answers right now.
I was completely motivated by the fact that the rate was really incredible.
I saw the commercial on TV. I said, I've never seen such low rates for Atlanta.
Right on.
Here's the thing. This is the problem. The problem is when you rush anything and when you rush travel, it's always going to be something.
Right.
And that's the one thing that I'm thinking about. I will get there and try to dog and pony show my way into the most cost-effective way of dealing with stuff. That's mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's it.
This is from 2011 TripAdvisor, right?
Yeah. Well, that's irrelevant with travel. If you're doing something that's 6 years, that's 5 years ago,
live in the now.
Things have changed. That's it's changed. The property has changed management hands since.
A marketplace dinner is per person. This is just I guess the dinner, the food prices there is $102 per person, and I don't know if that's relative. That's in 2011.
All right. Here's the package that they offered.
Did they give you meals?
And I didn't do it. They offer a plan for it. But the problem is we're flying in tonight. We get in at like 6 o'clock.
Right.
So dinner's kind of like airport. That's what we're going to, and the thing about it is you got to do it for 3 nights. Well, I'm not going to, one of my nights is the night we're arriving. So I just don't think it's worth it to do that. And then they give you breakfast and dinner. What are you laughing at now? What's going on?
The most expensive breakfast that I'd never paid for, but Dominic Foxworth did when he took me to, we went to Vegas. All his friends went out there while he was playing in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we got to take a break. Okay. Jesus Christ, we're behind.
When we come back, I will give you that number and I'll give you the Atlantis number for the breakfast buffet.
The weird thing is he said we're going to Boston.
That's it. We're not going to eat. We're going to eat. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara show right here.
Rob Mayer here. No Joe Robinson. We just did the TMOS show and Joe ran out of here. So we're going to replace Joe. But I like the name Rob and Joe Show. So the first person to replace Joe will be you, Rob Spiewak. Give me your best Joe.
I had to go. I had to get out of here.
Okay. Hilarious. Oscar, go ahead. Give me your Joe.
I don't have a gig this Saturday, so I'm going into hiding.
Don't say gig this Saturday. Say gig this entire year.
I won't have a gig for the rest of the year, but I've got a hot young girlfriend.
And Rob's more talented.
And Rob is more talented than me.
Spielak, you're fired, Santana. You got the job. Rob and Joe Show, starring Rob Mayer and Oscar Santana. New episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. We're the best show ever. Suck it, Joe. Hey, Oscar.
2018 is going to be better.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Tired of the bat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Pony, get off the Atlantis website. You're driving me nuts, okay? Enough, okay? Stop obsessing on that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. If you want your life to be the best it can be, you got to be smart.
Smart.
You got to act smart. Are you smart? I'm smart.
I'm smart.
Come on, Michael.
I'm smart. They look over
it
me.
It was you, Fredo. Anyway, that's why I always shop through our Amazon portal. The TMOS Amazon portal is for consumers in the now. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our website. Don't be a rube. Get in the know. Shop Amazon. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best, easiest way for you to support the friends here at TMOS. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly, and now back to the show. And yes,
show. So
all right, I'm very uncomfortable with this.
At the Aria Casino.
Hold on. Okay. Because this is when you go into pure fanboy mode and you're driving me nuts.
Yeah, man, I'm very happy.
I am scratching this together like you would not believe, and I'm freaking out.
Mike,
so if you're
going to
start telling me how expensive it is, I'm going to throw up.
By the way,
I don't want to go. I told Carl this morning, I said, I think we've made a terrible mistake.
I think we've made a horrible error.
A, this is not fanboy material.
It's like the junkies used to do to me. It's like, where are you going? How much did you spend for the room? How much did you spend for breakfast? How are you doing that? It's driving me effing Oscar. You do the same fucking thing, okay? You always have.
I live vicariously through you.
I know. This is not... And all this is doing right now is taking a lot of people out in middle America and pissing them off. And I'm not sure I want to go down that road.
It's not pissing them off, Mike. It's giving them context.
Oh,
if you're never going to travel and you haven't...
This is why I had anxiety all day yesterday. This is why I had anxiety.
You were anxious?
I was a wreck after I did this. Mm-hmm. I truly...
Buyer's remorse.
This is like... This is so nerve-wracking.
It's going to turn out
right
to
now.
Be, Mike.
I
promise you.
I don't want to get off the plane.
You're
going to
lose weight. You're
going to
lose weight. You're not going to eat. You're good.
It's going to be an amazing time, and you've earned it. You're going to do great.
It's like a forced diet. Now, the Aria Casino in Las Vegas. I remember walking up to their buffet, the breakfast buffet, and it said $36. And I looked at Dominique and I said, let's go find a CVS. That is too expensive. We'll get a breakfast bar, right?
That's kind of how we're going to roll. But I'm feeling like this is the... I booked this thing. I don't want to say I got trapped, but I feel like I got trapped.
A trap.
We're going to have a
General
racket.
Hi, this is General Akbar speaking. We'd like to book your travel.
I said to Carla, look at this rate. This is great. And you see him. And I said, this is fantastic. And then I got into it and I'm like, oh my God.
And then you've gone too far and you're like, well, I'm not.
Don't want to back out.
Walk away from this now.
No, it was worse than that. I actually got there after I'd pressed the button. After I'd locked it in.
Oh, no.
The whole food thing was post-trip booking because I got excited about the whole package, and then the whole package is not the whole package.
I see.
So it's
I'm going to show you the number for breakfast that's being reported by TripAdvisor. I'm not going to tell you, Mike.
Okay.
You don't need to know about that.
All right. Tell me.
Per person? Oh, here's what you need to do. Tell Carla to fill her purse with sausages.
What is it?
It is
Again, this is 2013, so prices may have
tripled. Yeah. As of 2013, Mike, it was $166 per person.
No. It's $66. $66.
Oh, then work on your handwriting, pal.
Sorry, it was the line through that.
That's absurd.
It is. That's why I said, and that's a breakfast buffet.
All you can eat.
That's like more Vegas prices.
More raspberries, sir. Can I top off your mimosa?
I will tell you, we had a neighbor roll by yesterday was talking about this joint, and she was talking about how it's changed hands and it's not what it used to be. And so that was like so... That was so, I know. Was so bummed about. Like, that was so rude.
I know.
And I was like sitting there. Oh, and after this now, you. Do you realize thanks to this and thanks to that neighbor, what's the point?
No, no. It's going to be great.
Do you want to know what my philosophy is, DGH? Because I can't.
No,
because
people
F with you constantly. Well, we're not about effing everything. With you. There is no joy. No, I can't do that. I can't. That's half of what I'm paying for a hotel room.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat breakfast. Like, no. You can skip a meal.
I'll go and have no food whatsoever the whole time we're there.
I was just wondering, Mike, I know you're the voice guy, but can I guess the voice of the lady who spoke to you yesterday? I'd like to take a stab at her voice.
Well,
it's not the way it used to be.
No, not when we went first.
It used to be very nice. One of the premier resorts. It's not like that.
It was
that
owned by Americans.
Yeah, that's right. It's changed hands now.
The island people took over.
I think owned by a Feld now. And
Ashley has her hand up.
Ashley, go ahead.
The talk triangle.
I just want to let you know, Mike, I was looking at USA Today, and they said if you go to a grocery store rather than a restaurant, it's going to cost you about $75 a day.
So, yeah, so you'll go. Yeah, so you can go and get groceries on an island.
Cheez-Its, pineapple.
They'll cost a little more, but you can set yourself up on a daily rate. And you
two-liter
go, like, 2 or 3 days.
2 liter bottle of Squirt.
You're good to go. Cheerios do. I've been on an island before, and Cheerios are like $8 cereal. Big mover.
Well, they had to get there on a boat.
Yeah.
It's true.
So bummed.
What you want to do is you want to focus on stuff.
I'm so legitimate. You have no idea. I am so legitimate.
Don't be bummed.
Right,
you know a hotel costs more money.
And
it's
also, don't set yourself up for misery. Because
don't
right now.
Don't do this to Carla and little Michael.
This is going to be great.
To them.
This is something that's been a long time coming. You had and I don't want to paint with a broad brush, you had a lackluster holiday season. You've earned this.
New hip?
Yes.
I don't have a new hip. I had a new hip and a bad, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You should go down the water slide at the Atlantis. That's what you should do.
And Mike on Facebook Live, do it.
That iPhone 7 can't take the water. It can't do it.
Put your phone in a Ziploc bag that'll only cost you $19. And go down the...
Will you post a lot of pictures, please?
Please.
No.
Come on.
I'm going to tell Carla radio silence.
No,
not a one.
Boo.
Let us live through you.
Mike, you are living the dream.
I'm
you're going from somewhere sunny to another place sunny.
If you felt my stomach right now, you would know I'm not living the dream. I'm freaked out.
Mike, it's going to be rainy and horrible here tomorrow. And in Boston, it's going to be freezing and probably snowing.
I'm just concerned. I am concerned about the. I may have bitten off more. I don't like getting ripped off. I don't like getting ripped off. And I don't like
you
rackets.
Get out.
And it sounds to me like. Wait, hold on. It sounds to me like this joint is this is their 1,000% business model.
No.
That they get you in there and then they absolutely rape you.
You will get out of this vacation what you put into it. So go in with a positive attitude and you'll have a blast.
Have a cookie.
Pony, that's right. Have a $9 cookie.
I'm not showing him
this
pony.
Probably a $9 cookie.
Okay, Mac is dying. Mac, what? Quickly.
I have a review from yesterday and it shows food prices. A breakfast buffet, and this is a buffet, is $36 while a dinner is $60.
Okay, there we
go.
That's
reasonable.
That's reasonable. That's perfect.
Less scary. That's an
that's
overpriced
buffet.
Did you want the diseased or the non-diseased food?
This from the Pony Boy News Desk. And again, this is a
Pony got a boner when we started talking about this. Pony's trying to find more crap on
you know what
this
it was, Mike? It was a
Schadenfreude and me out of existence.
He has a Bahamian boner.
Again from TripAdvisor.
According to TripAdvisor, everybody dies that goes there.
Light him up.
There is little interest here in the reputation of the resort since they have marketed themselves so heavily to just being in the people, right? Whatever that means. There is little interest here in the reputation of the resort since they have marketed themselves so heavily to just bring in the people. Once they are here at the resort just gouges you and the tourists for everything just to make money. Now, that's every hotel. You know if you buy...
Yeah, it's every hotel.
Yeah, Mike.
It's every hotel.
You know what?
Not where Adrian works,
I think
so.
If you go in with your eyes open, caveat emptor, you're going to be
And Pony hasn't traveled that much, so this is new to him.
Remember,
oh, yeah, it's very true.
It was 4 years into his employment with us that he learned how to buy a plane ticket.
That's right.
Remember, you had to book it for him.
Well, the one time he didn't make it.
Yeah. So, Mike, because you're going to be fine this weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine.
About 11 minutes, I was actually kind of excited. We'll take a break.
You're going to do great. And,
that's gone. Long gone. You know what? You're going to see me the whole day just going, yeah, okay.
No, no, you're going to
do
great.
Did I mention my kid's sick again at the tuberculosis school where he goes?
No.
He's sick again. Yeah, he's sick again. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. DGH. DGH. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana, yeah, and I'm Todd Moore. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology,
and we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MikeO'MaraShow.com, or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. In this time in our nation's history, we need to laugh, and laugh hard. The 2017 TMOS bonus package, now more than ever. Have you not heard the TMOS bonus package? Oh, you poor deluded fool. Silly fool. You see, each week we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you will get an entire year of access from the day you sign up, and Pony will send you the Christmas album, although if you want the Christmas album and it's almost February, I think you might want to look at yourself in the mirror.
Mike, it's Christmas in February.
Anyway, go get it. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. Laughter will solve everything. No, it won't. And for only pennies a day, you can start the revolution.
Mike, go to the laughter buffet.
The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
News.
Out of the country.
Laughter solves everything.
Thank you. Speaking of inauguration, let's get right to it. Here are the supporters. Toby Keith is helping to kick things off by playing tonight at the pre-inaugural Make America Great Again welcome celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
Right, I saw them setting up for that.
Grattis. He will be joined by, I'm not sure the order, but these are the names. Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like Three Doors Down.
Lee Greenwood.
I don't know who that is.
Hey, very talented.
And R&B legend Sam Moore.
Oh, I don't know.
Formerly of the legendary duo Sam and Dave. Who
yeah,
did
Double
Soul
Dynamite.
Man.
Double Dynamite. Great singer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see.
You would know Soul Man if you heard it.
We hope that he's not redoing the lyrics to Trump Man. I hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, please, no parody records.
There will also be a performance by the frontmen of country.
Oh, I don't know who that is. See, let me look that up.
Hello. Mm.
Is one of them Sean Hall?
Featuring Lone Star's Richie McDonald.
Oh, Lone Star. A very hot country band.
Restless Heart's Larry Stewart.
I think he is a licorice hat guy.
And former Little Texas singer Tim Rushlow.
Ooh.
John Voight will speak at the event this evening.
Voight?
Also, Thursday night, Big and Rich will be joined by Cowboy Troy at the Great America Alliance Inaugural Gala.
I have a soft spot for Big and Rich. You know this, Mike, that I almost went to Vegas with Rich from Big and Rich.
Really?
Yes.
Is
we
he
were
both Big
on
and Rich?
Halloween in Phoenix, and we were on our way to Scottsdale, what is it, McCarran, not McCarran, or whatever airport it is, Sky Harbor. And he said, how would you like to go to Las Vegas, son? And I'm like 26, and he wasn't trying to bang me.
Right.
And I was like, that would be great. And then his manager calls, no. You can't go to Vegas. You have to perform at the Arizona State Fair tomorrow. You can't go.
I thought they went to Boston.
No. at the actual inauguration on Friday, Jackie, is it Ivanko or Ivancho?
Ivanko, I think.
Ivanko from America's Got Talent is singing the national anthem. And even though there's been some controversy, the Radio City Rockettes are still slated to perform.
Yeah, like they have any pull. We're not going to perform anywhere.
Well, we're a group, so if one doesn't go, bring another one.
Yeah.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir will also perform at the ceremony. There's Tim Rushlow again from the Frontmen of Country.
That guy's really
He will return Friday night when Tim Rushlow and his big band play standards from the American Songbook at the Freedom Ball.
Mike, I believe it's best referred to as the Great American Songbook.
I'm just giving the information as I see it.
What
Their
is
selections
the
will include Frank Sinatra's My Way for Donald and Melania's First Dance.
Aww.
They're going to do My
that's
Way.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's
Tony
Jim
Orlando
Vance.
And Dawn will perform at the Salute to Our Armed Services Ball, and there are unconfirmed reports that the Beach Boys are playing an event tonight, and Michael Flatley of Riverdance
Lord of the Dance
will dance for Donald tomorrow.
And he will not move his arms.
That's right. They don't.
That's they don't. That's what they do.
Jim Vance and Doreen are going to be at the parade, like on the route, right?
Nice. I hope she shows off a little body this year because she's dressed with so concerned. Come on, Doreen. Let the girls come out and play.
Nice. Boy,
I just
Jim
keep
Vance
seeing that promo. And I'm like, do you have to promo that?
If you were looking for star power, you're going to get some star power, but not on the inauguration side.
Right.
On the Katy Powers Von Herman side.
I heard she's in town.
Yes.
The Women's March. She's doing the Women's March in Washington on Saturday, and it is attracting some star power. The list of women expected to be there include Scarlett Johansson, Julianne Moore, Katy Perry, Amy Schumer, Patricia Arquette, America Ferrera, Cher, 16-year-old Yara Shahidi. Does anyone know that from Blackish?
Anybody I know she plays the daughter, I believe, yeah.
Frances McDormand, Jessica Chastain, Olivia Wilde, Deborah Messing. Let me see.
There's another important 16-year-old that's going to be at the Women's March.
Who's that?
My daughter, Julia.
I thought she was watching her on TV.
No, that's the inauguration. She and Katie, actually, I got them bus tickets from Leesburg. A ladies group got together, and they'll be going to the march on Saturday
morning.
Ladies
who lunch?
Ladies who lunch, exactly. Let's hear it for ladies who lunch.
I'm looking at the list here. Scarlett Johansson. We got Julianne Moore, Katy Perry. I would arm in arm with Scarlett Johansson. Also, Padma Lakshmi. Lakshmi? Mm.
Was
Have
she
the
lady?
The food show?
Oh, I thought she was the lady from 24.
No, she's hot. Anyway,
okay.
So, big protest. They're expecting, I don't know how many people, but they're supposed to have a big protest.
Just quick message to Jenny Crown, who listens to this show.
Jenny Crown!
Who's in town. Swing by. We're here till 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Listener, who's
Jenny
here
Crown.
For the Women's March?
Oh, okay. Very
yes.
good. Last night's People's Choice Awards were Meryl Streep free and politics free, although host Joel McHale did start his monologue with a joke about Hollywood versus the flyover states. He said the show was, quote, the one night of the year where Hollywood reacts positively to what the middle of the country thinks. Boy, that's a hysterical line.
That is great. That's, you know, for Joel McHale, that's a historic one. He's great.
Obviously, this isn't one of the more serious award shows, but Johnny Depp got emotional when he won Favorite Movie Icon and thanked fans for sticking with him. He's had a tough year, so you can probably understand
that. I love
that.
The People's Choice Award because what they've done, Mike, is they've taken a beautiful piece of crystal and carved clapping hands inside of it.
Isn't that wonderful? Ellen DeGeneres broke the record for most People's Choice Awards. She's got 20 now. That's great. Blake Shelton won Favorite Album and Favorite Male Country Artist, and he said something silly. There you go.
Oh, you didn't mention the big story. Three awards for Bates Motel last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The People's Choice Awards.
People love it.
Good that you're going for that one. Okay.
They love it.
That's awesome. That's
a lot of run on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
If you really want to do right by your family, put them in a moving van and head to North Dakota. Sure, it's the coldest place in the continental United States, but you'll be able to afford 17 furnaces. WalletHub.com released their results of a study that ranked the states from the best place to raise a family to the worst. Rankings are based on schools, home prices, jobs, activities, health care, child care, and crime. The 10 best states for raising a family in 2017. Are North Dakota, New Hampshire, Vermont, Minnesota, Nebraska, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Iowa, Connecticut, and South Dakota. New England representing on that
list. I was
going to
say, New Jersey is the state furthest south, and that's not even a southern state.
It's a bad state.
The 10 worst are New Mexico, Mississippi, Louisiana, Nevada, Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, West Virginia, Alabama, and South Carolina.
How dare they?
You know what's great about New Jersey?
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien, yes, sir.
Raise a family with a tiny sweater.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God, we're running late. All right, and now a little something, something. The porn website Cam Soda is...
low rent. It's out there, though.
Is making the O-Roma. You might know Cam Soda as one of the pop-up ads you always get at Pornhub or...
So to speak.
You know, wherever. I've never heard of it. They say that the device creates, quote, an immersive environment unlike anything before, bringing you closer to the action.
Oh.
Ew. You can pre-order the O-Roma for $100, which gives you the device and 30 different scent packs.
Ah!
Ranging from aphrodisiacs and environments to private parts and body odors.
Oh, no.
And you might ask me, Rob, who can you blame O-Roma for?
Hey, Mike, I have a question.
Yeah.
Who can you blame O-Roma for?
Obama. That's
no, right. No.
O-Roma.
Obama.
O-Roma.
Obama.
O-Roma.
Obama.
There are there enough perverts to order that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
There is.
You look at the porn industry.
Man.
It's so nasty.
I just saw Mac writing a link down.
Hey, Rob, how, you got some little sounds for us?
You know, it's funny, Mike. I got out my Easter basket this morning and went around and collected up some little sounds.
We'll come back and get Rob's little sounds. They won't be overpriced like dinner. We'll be right back. Show
me where I... Here's a fun fact. An Italian study shows that women who drink 2 glasses of wine daily find their physical pleasure to be more intense. Am I right, ladies? Gross. Check out the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club because
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, I love the smell of Marcus Serta.
God. Okay, for decades, one big razor company has consistently and relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So, Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure a quality shave, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just a $2 blade compared to the $4 or more you pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors are fantastic. We tell you about the shaving cream and the experience of using them. I love it. My cousin loves them. Weighted ergonomic handle. This is what you get when you want to get the Harry's razors. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. That's fantastic. That's the package I shave with. My Harry's every day. I love Harry's. You'll love the smooth comfort and the best shave of your life. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set, which we just mentioned, for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave bomb, also free. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, January 19th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Now, The Simpsons, I believe if my statistics are right, just aired their 609th episode.
Whoa.
Which is pretty amazing. 609.
Trebathlick, double check that.
but just behind them at 600 episodes, Mike, is one of the all-time great shows. They just aired episode number 600, AFHV. It's America's Funniest Home Video.
I'm Todd Bergeron.
Hey, they've got laughs from coast to coast to make you smile. And
what's their giveaway now?
Herpes. you just have to put your eye on the viewfinder.
It's all cell phones, right? Just gotta set it up.
So the deal is this, is they just did their 600th episode. So to celebrate on the America's Funniest Home Videos YouTube channel, yes, there is one.
Ooh.
They put up a 10-minute video, and it is 600 groin hits in 600 seconds. And
wow.
They have isolated 600 videos from their history where people get hit in the balls. And
dongers.
And this is what it sounds like.
And let me ask you this, because we listened to that in the background.
Yeah.
How many of those would you say are staged?
I'd say roughly half, but I will say this.
At least half.
It's intoxicating to watch.
Especially when little kids do it to their dads by accident.
Yep.
When you see like a wiffle ball that's being perfectly hit by a 4-year-old, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so like when a dad and son are involved, like even if you love your kid, you're not going to take one for America's Funniest Home Videos.
I would tell you this. The one that really let me know how old this show was is one of the guys got hit in the balls by the return carriage of a typewriter.
Right.
That's how old the show is, that someone was using a typewriter.
Like it went,
yeah, ka-ching, and when they slapped it over, it clocked
right
him.
In the nuts.
Yeah. Speaking of kids with ball bats or sticks, Fried, thank you for giving my kid that shaved-off hockey stick. He is loving it inside the house. Absolutely.
What has he broken?
He has broken a chip off of the molding on the door.
Oh,
not an easy fix.
Strong boy. Strong boy. Yes. Absolutely. Mm. Thank you.
Bam, bam.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Fry, send some putty.
Some, what's that? That some fake wood. Plastic wood.
Exactly. Yeah, there the you molding. Go. This is, I can't believe it has been 1 year since Glenn Frey died. I know he was one of the early deaths last year.
Remind us who Glenn Frey was.
Glenn Frey was a solo artist in the 80s, but also the founding member of the Eagles.
Yes. Well, so, I'm moving down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Can you quantify them?
One that's trying to hose me, I don't remember. No,
are they all staying at Hotel California?
Yes, you can never leave. You can check out any time, but you can never leave.
A peaceful, easy feeling.
Yeah, I'm already gone.
Desperado.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long, or for too long.
James Dean, you did it all so clean.
And then my favorite of all time that I'll actually sing for you. Oh, Atlantis, why are you ripping off my family? I can't afford to. Hey, Carla, you got to come in here.
Oh, Carla, no, don't ruin it for her.
We're going to get so ripped off.
No. That is not a guarantee. Yeah.
It's Carla, like known worldwide for it.
Head down to the building and loan and cash out.
Like, we might as well bring like a bucket
snacks.
Of gold bullion.
Bring some snacks.
No.
Just bring some snacks.
Yes, bring some snacks.
Yeah. Lots of, that's like an extra bag for snacks.
Stock up on gold
like
fish.
$36 a person for breakfast.
Motts. Bring lots of motts.
Squeeze apple
we're
sauce.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, motts. That.
I'll fry.
I told you we shouldn't go.
I know. Aww. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That is organic, people. She slapped him on the hand and said,
I'm always right, Oscar.
Yes, you are. Touchdown.
She didn't want to go.
Touchdown.
She didn't want to go.
Wow.
She didn't want to go because she is in the now. Get out of here.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And little Michael's going to love it. It's great for kids.
I'm not.
The best for kids.
I'm sorry. I did it because I thought it was a great thing for my kid, but I'm not. I'll tell you why. I didn't do it. Back when I made any money,
yes.
I couldn't go to a place like this without being depressed. I'm going to be, I've got to like take a pill.
Yes.
I'm going to take some kind
Quaaludes.
Of pill.
Yes.
I'm not drinking. Either,
cyanide so I mean, pill.
You crazy. Can't drink this weekend?
No.
No.
No. Oh, no. Play your little sounds. I'll stop talking about it. You know I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. You got to drink, Mike, if you're on vacation.
I didn't know if Bob Seger was actually still alive, let alone recording. Bob Seger, who hasn't done anything in a million years.
Known for,
he's touring. He still tours.
The Highwayman, right?
He did a tribute song to Glenn Frey that released yesterday. I think it's very pretty.
You were young. You were bold. And you loved.
And you know what? He can still sing, so I think that's nice. Now, yesterday, I didn't think that it would be such a screaming success, but the debut of the Mike O'Mara Show's Accent of the Day. My inbox was filled with wonderful accents.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love dialogue.
And this
is
a new one. This is an Asian gentleman reviewing the Nikon D7000 camera.
Okay.
And the thing that I found most bewitching about it, not just his wonderful speaking voice, but his way of saying...
I know. He doesn't know better. He doesn't know. That's okay. Go ahead.
No, the way.
Your dad's turning up the volume now.
I mean, the way. Can I finish?
Yes, you can finish. It's
the way segment. He describes his enthusiasm for the camera, I found much more entertaining.
Why are they always Asian gentlemen?
I don't know.
That's what Rob likes the best.
Can
we get some African continents involved? Can we get something?
Absolutely. I'll put my staff on it. But listen to how much he likes this camera. He has a very colorful way of explaining it.
Tonight, finally, after a long wait, it's here, the new Nikon D7000. And I'm in my pants.
So really, Oscar and Mike, if you would have trusted me, it really wasn't the accent as much as the phrase.
We should have trusted you on that one.
That gentleman loves that camera so much.
I take everything back.
Yeah.
You're right.
But no appreciable odor. Let us close with this. Mike, did you know that yesterday was National Thesaurus Day?
Oh, did not know.
That's true.
Today was National Thesaurus Day, which is not only stupid, it's also stupid. There was a better word, I would have used it.
That's your magic audio vault, and well I just done. In my pants. So.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Oh,
well done.
This one, I tell you, this one was all over the emotional map for me.
Yeah, I told you we shouldn't have gone.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address, TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for Rob's weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't send it after 8 p.m. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Matt Atlantis Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting. I can watch what you're doing sometime.
Yeah.
Inviting you to join us for your favorite part of the day.
The Angel of Death.
Mike O'Mara Show. FML.
So long.
Ciao,
she told you.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.